Hello?
Hello, is that Shona?
Yeah?
Hiya, is Francesca calling from INS Law about your inquiry to the Scottish Redress Scheme? Is now a good time to talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, I just need to confirm your details for data protection purposes. Is that okay? Would I be able to take your full name, please?
Shona Marion Margaret Brown. I was given the name MacIver when I was growing up, so that's part of it as well. And Forbes is my other name.
And how do I spell MacIver?
MCIVOR.
MacIver. And on file, I've got the surname Forbes for you.
That's what I named my, I took Forbes on years ago.
Okay, so is that what's on your ID now?
Yeah.
Okay. So previous name would be Shona Brown and Shona.
Well, I was born Shona Brown, but I've never actually had the name. You know what I
Okay.
mean?
Yeah. So Shona Brown is on your birth certificate, but then you were known as Shona, is it MacIver?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And your date of birth?
16/11/65.
16th of November, yeah?
65.
Perfect. And your current address?
2 Ordew Lane.
How do I spell that, sorry?
ORD
Yeah.
VIEW.
Review, yeah, and the postcode?
IV12 5PE.
Right, just popping all this on your file for you. And do you recall your address prior to being in care?
Sorry, what was that?
You recall your address prior to being placed in care?
What the address I'm at now?
No, so before you were in care or the area.
Oh, what are you talking about? Is it when I was at the Listies school or before that?
So how old were you when you were placed into care?
Well, 1 minute it says 6 days, and then other people say it's 6 months. So
Yeah, and
I
do you
really,
remember how old you were?
probably about between newborn and 6 months. I'm not sure exactly when.
So do you know what area you were born in, to the hospital?
It's Raigmore and Inverness.
Rigmore. It's just so when we come to gather new records, if you decide to instruct us, and we'll need the council that you were under when you were born, just so that they probably have all your records then.
Oh, okay.
And do you recall your parents' names?
My real parents?
Yeah, you'll see your birth parents.
Sorry?
Your birth parents, yeah.
I don't know who my father is.
No, do you recall your mum?
And my mother, I only met a few times, but she's dead now. I never really, she only came to see me maybe twice or something.
Yeah, so if you were placed into care when you were a newborn, it would have been her names on a lot of the records. So we just need
Right.
that to try and find them.
It's just that I don't think I was ever adopted or fostered. I don't know what they did, but they were getting money from the social work department anyway, so I don't know,
Okay, so
I
I'll have to look
don't
into it, but we'll take some details down and then we'll see then if you're eligible for it.
know. Okay.
So would you be able to let me know your birth mum's name?
It's Georgina Brown. Well, she's dead now.
Okay, and are you registered with the GP at the moment? Would you be able to let me know the name of the practice?
It says Nairn practice.
Is it the Nairn Healthcare Group?
Yeah, that's it.
So obviously discussing experiences connected to this application can be quite difficult and upsetting. So at any point during the phone call, if you need a break or any further explanation, or just let me know, okay?
Uh-huh.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you wish to make me aware of?
Yeah, I've got very bad mental health issues.
Okay. So like I said, so if you need a break at any point, okay, just let me know. We'll go at your own pace.
Okay.
So the purpose of the call today, so I'll explain the Scottish redress scheme to you. We'll cover your options, and then I'll explain how INS Law operates. We'll go through the funding and fees,
right,
and then we'll gather some initial information then to see on how we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yep. So the Scottish redress scheme provides financial payments, apologies and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So just to go through your options first, so you can apply directly to the scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. So they're paid directly by the government for assisting you with the application. So those solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, regardless of whether you're successful or not.
Okay.
So we're INS Law, so we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim those government-funded fees. So
okay.
If you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you.
Okay.
So would I just be able to confirm that you've not had any other communication or instructed any of the solicitors to act for you in relation to the scheme at all?
Not this one.
Yeah. What would it be regarding?
I just get in touch with the... historical abuse.
Ah, yeah, okay. So
I've already seen them, but they haven't come back to me, so I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, was that, did they call you and ask you to submit documents?
Yeah, I've put all that in.
Yeah, and they haven't reached back?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, so we've had a couple of clients at the moment who've had some like cold calls from them. So if you haven't submitted anything, and then they've been calling people that were in care to sign up to this. So it should be separate. I'll have to double check. But if we send off your application to redress and they come back to say there's already one in your name, then you have 14 days to either cancel with them and go with us, or you can continue with them. Obviously, if you've not heard anything from them. I'm not too sure if they would have submitted anything yet.
Okay.
So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if you're unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And if you withdraw on our advice again, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of basic charges based on the time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees, including the VAT, they're capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your redress payment. And you'll never pay more than that agreed cap. And as it's no win, no fee, so there's no prior fees or anything like that if you're unsuccessful.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
No problem. So we cannot guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis, and I can explain that in greater detail during this call as well.
Yeah.
So if instructed, we can assist with your eligibility to apply. We prepare and submit the initial application, then we gather and review all the evidence, and then we'll prepare and submit the final application following a witness statement with yourself.
Okay.
And so we do all the correspondence with the scheme, and then if an offer is made, we can advise you on it. We'll explain the statutory waiver if the offer is awarded, and then we can assist you with any reconsideration or review processes within the scheme if you're unhappy with the outcome. So if a redress offer is made, we'll explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important because it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept an offer unless you fully understand the consequences. So can I just confirm that you understand everything so far?
So far, I think so.
Perfect. So if you decide to proceed with us, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect.
So are you the people that can get my social work department, my social work records?
Yeah.
Because I tried getting them a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And they said that they were lost. So I don't know.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of things. So they say that a lot of files have been lost or something like that. But we try our best, and then we contact multiple local authorities, your GP, anything relating, and we should be able to find some stuff about it.
Okay.
And then if you want as well, so you can request to see your records. Is that something you'd like to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I will have to speak to my line manager about that, and then I can get back to you then about the process of doing that, okay?
So
we're able to form the act for you, so we'll require proof of identity and verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photo ID and then a proof of address dated within 3 months of today's date. So a letter with your full name, current address, and then a date stamped on it that's within the last 3 months. Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'll send you an email in relation to this and what is acceptable and everything like that, and you can take a look at that and get those sent over to us when you can.
All right. I don't know how to do all this.
That's okay. So regarding that, so you can take photos and then send them to us on email. We also have a WhatsApp, if that's easier for you, so you can just send the photos over on
there.
What
are you? No, it's usually just the text, doesn't it? Gmail.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can either do it on Gmail or you can send them to us on WhatsApp instead. It's whatever's easiest for you.
Yeah, okay.
So a few more questions before we move on to your care settings. So have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses?
Well, I have quite a lot of illnesses, and it's stemmed back to when I was younger.
Yeah, are there any terminal ones?
Yeah, there's... I've got BPD.
Yeah.
And I've got COPD. I've got arthritis in my hands. I don't sleep.
Okay. So in regards to this, so with this as well, so the effects that it had on you in your future life is also a big part of it. So
well,
once you've had
an alcoholic for 40 years.
So once we gather your GP records and everything, and we see all of this, that can be used as evidence to support your application as well, okay?
Okay.
So in regards to your application as well, you can add a beneficiary on file. So if anything was to happen to you, it can be passed down to your beneficiary. Is that something you'd like to do?
My daughter, she's my next of kin, so.
Yes, would I be able to take her full name, please?
Her name's Cheryl Forbes. Oh, Fraser, sorry, she's married now, sorry. Fraser.
What was the
Cheryl
first name,
Fraser.
Sorry?
Cheryl.
And would I just be able to confirm the spelling on that one, sorry?
C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Cheryl. And her date of birth?
Wait a minute. 05-08-85.
And do you have a telephone number or an email address for her?
I'm going to have to ask you to give me another date, because I'm going to have to ask her if I can do that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So you can always add it on at a later date anyway. So I'll pop it in on file, but I won't add it to the beneficiary tab yet. And if she confirms it's okay, I'll pop it on there for you, okay?
I want her to know that it's not dodgy
or
anything like that, because she's very meticulous.
Yeah, so we'll only contact her if there was any need to. So we'll need her her current house address and a contact number and everything like that. So a couple of impact factors. So have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation, anything relating to the abuse, or have you received any advance payment scheme payments?
No, nothing. No.
And do you have any criminal convictions?
Oh, a long time ago, quite a lot of like violence. It's been violence, yeah.
So, is any criminal conviction for rape or murder, or if you've received a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
No.
Okay.
No.
Have you been sentenced before?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long was that for?
No. I haven't been in jail. I was at a listed school when I was 14, 15, something like that.
Yeah.
But then when I came out of there, that was it. I just got into trouble. I'd started drinking more.
And what council would that have been under when you were charged?
Down in the Listy School.
In that school. How do I spell that school, sorry?
TYNE PARK, Tyne Park. It's in Haddington. Well, it's closed now, but it wasn't Haddington. I was there for about a year.
When you were about 14?
Yeah.
So in regards to your other care settings, so you were first placed into care when you were a newborn, did you say?
Well, around about that, there's a lot of, there was a lot of hush-hush about things. It was never really spoken about much.
Yeah, and do you know where you were first placed?
There, 9 Ducat Road, that's where the lady lived. Well, the lady, whatever it was. That's Pardon?
9 Ducat Road.
Uh-huh. That was the place where everything happened, you know, in that house.
And what area was that one?
It was just in Ayrshire.
In Ayrshire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nairnshire.
Newshire.
Nairnshire. N-E-I-R-N.
Nairnshire. And how long were you there for?
Right up until I was 16 and I got out of there. But I was 16.
Okay. And then, so you went to that school during your time there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was 79 when I first went there. I think it was 1979.
When you went to that school?
Yeah, that was the approved school, yeah.
Sorry, just adding all this to the file for you. So, were there any other care settings, or was it just that home and the school?
There was grandchildren of the people that they stayed there on and off now and again, but
yeah,
I was there all the time. It was like I was just dropped somewhere and that was it. You know, nobody wanted to talk about it.
Yeah,
like a dirty little secret. Yeah.
You said you were treated like a secret.
Well, nobody wanted to talk to me. Even now, I went and tried to find out who my father was, and the woman, the name that my mother gave me was this guy Shanks, but he died when I was 6 months old, so I don't know whether it was him or not, but I went to his people, but they told me that it wasn't him. So, and she's not here now to tell me, so I don't think I'll ever find out who my father is.
Well, if we get access to your records, we might be able to find out. So if we do, we can get back in contact with you. So if his name is on any of your records.
Okay, that'd be it. No records were found.
Yeah, so in regards to that, so I'll have to speak to my manager about the process of handing them back over to you and all the process and things like that. So I'll send you an email with all of that on further down the line, if that's okay.
Aye.
So would you be able to tell me about your time in this care home?
Team Park.
The one in, the house that you were in.
Is this the ski school you want?
No, so just the place you were in from birth till 16.
Oh, right. Well, I don't know when it first started, but I do remember the furthest back I can recall is when I was about 3. The man in the house, he was the main abuser for a while. And then the son, he was a nasty piece of work. He took over, but he was he used to drug us and everything.
Was that when you were 3 years old?
Yeah, 3 or 4. It was the guy at the head of the house. That was about 3 or 4 years old, I was. As far back as I can remember, anyway. And then when the son started doing it, it was like, just like a bit of meat, you know?
Yeah.
And he used to be violent as well. This is a son.
What would he do?
Well, he used to rape us.
Yeah.
Every chance he got.
And what age did that start from?
From him?
Yeah.
Come on now, he must be from when I was about 5. I had a traumatic thing that when I was 4 and a half, he actually pushed me into this. You know, years ago, I don't know if you know, if you're old enough, like, but
did he push you?
They put nappies in a big tin thing.
Yeah.
Boiling water and soda crystals.
Yeah.
So this day, because I kept away from him, he went and pushed me into it. So my whole leg, he pulled my trousers off and my whole leg, all the skin came off it. So I was in hospital for a very long time because I had to get all these skin grafts and it was just horrific.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And then I had to go home. I didn't want to go home. I wanted to stay in hospital, but and then he just continued when I went back, and that was, he must have only been about 12 or something.
Yeah.
He wasn't that old when he started off, you know?
He was about 12 years old.
That's when I started a bit of retaliation.
How old were you when you got out of the hospital?
I can't remember how long I was. I was in for nearly a year. I had to be put into an adult ward because I was that ill.
You were about 4 and a half and you nearly got put in the adult one.
That was in Rigmore and Inverness. So they'll have all that details in their records, you know. But that's the sort of person he was. you know, if he didn't get his own way. You know, he's pushed me out of a tree and everything. I mean, I thought I'd die this day. He pushed me out of this tree. I was trying to get away from him. So I thought, if I climb up, there's nothing he can do. But he pushed me off, and I had to breathe quickly because it was like I took my breath away.
Yeah.
So it was like trying to keep out of his way, trying to keep out of the father's way. It wasn't very easy. And the mother, she was just, all she was interested in doing was going to the bingo every night. You know, she never bought anything. We went to school, I went to school with nothing. I got bullied all the way through my childhood. Just because we never even had a bath every week. It was like a bath every 6 months. It was disgusting. It was disgusting. The social work department, when they used to come, we used to get put outside, you know, go away and play.
Yeah.
So they never actually saw us very often, you know, they never bothered. Yeah, and when you're a child, you just do what you're told, don't you?
Yeah.
When I think about it now, you know, that's what they were hiding all the time.
Said when when the social workers used to come.
Mrs. Linder, her name was. She was an older kind of woman. Oh, she'll be dead now, like.
So you were put outside to hide.
Sorry?
So you were made to stay away from them.
Yeah. Yeah, we never saw much. Until I turned about 12, I think it was. That's when she started coming to see me, when I started getting into trouble and all that, and I was drinking and not going home and, you know, staying out in people's houses. And, you know, it's always better than what I had to go home to, you know?
Yeah.
And there's lots of different things I've seen in my life. But, you know, it's just I haven't been able to settle at all, ever. I've never been able to settle. It just doesn't go away.
No.
So when I had my own children, I kind of kept them away from all these people. So they're all right. We've never been anything like that.
You said you've never been able to settle. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I was always scared to go to my bed. I think that's, even now, I don't go to bed. And I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
So I just sleep in my wheelchair. I stay in the wheelchair all the time because I need to be alert. You know, I don't know. But you see, the sun's still knocking about somewhere. In England, I think he is now.
Yeah.
I did try to take him to court. I went to Edinburgh High Court.
Yeah.
I can't remember what date it was. But there was a few of us, the other members of the family, like the grandchildren. They were there now and again, you know, and it happened to them too. But that's another story for themselves. But it got not proven, which is a bit shitty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the procurator physical said to me, well, if it's not proven, it means that he's done it, but they just don't have the proof. And I was like, well, it was like, kept us away from each other sort of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And in regards to your... So when you were at the school, so what happened while you were there? So that was during the time when you were going out and you were drinking and getting into trouble because it was better than being at home.
Uh-huh.
So did you experience anything while you were at the school?
No. I'm okay. Stop it. No, not at all. I don't think I was. No.
I
mean, sometimes they used to be kind of a bit mouthy, but that was it. I never experienced any sort of abuse except for other things. They were pretty mouthy, you know. But no, I actually wanted to stay there. That's how much I didn't want to go home.
Yeah.
But I had nobody, because nobody believed me all my life. So how are you going to believe me at that age?
I'm just adding this all to the file now for you.
Okay.
So following this now, so I've written up a statement for you. So when I finish application up now, so there's two types of applications that can be pursued under the redress scheme. So there's the fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level of abuse. So based on previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've shared with me today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment. Is that okay with you?
Sorry, what was that? Sorry?
I'd like to pursue the individually assessed payment on your behalf. Is that one okay?
Yeah, that's fine. And you'll be able to get my records as well?
Yeah.
Right, that's good.
So following this now, so I'll just finish up your application and then I'll review it all. And then I will send you an email then, which will contain the contract. So there'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. So that one, that gives us then the authority to request the records on your behalf. And then it'll also contain part one and part two, which is all of the information that you've shared with me today. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed with us, but if you're happy to, I can give you a call back in about 20 minutes when I finish the application, send over the contracts to you, and then I can help you then go through the contracts if you'd like, if that's something you want.
Okay.
I'll give you a call back in about 20 minutes. But before then, so do you have any questions for me at all, or is there anything you'd like to add?
I don't know.
It's okay, there's no pressure to. So further down the line, once the application has been accepted from the scheme, we'll be in contact to gather witness statements from yourself. So it'll be similar to the statement we did today, but because we'll have all your records and the timestamps and the evidence, it'll just be in a slight more detail and just clarify everything.
Right.
So other than that, so do you have any questions for me?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, no problem. So I'll get this sorted and then I'll get them sent over to you and I'll give you a call back soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for your time today and I'll talk to you shortly.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.